Hey everyone, welcome to the Behind the Scenes podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Audrey.
And on this podcast, we share the messy, honest, unfiltered, and not so curated parts of our life.
Think of this podcast as a bunch of bloopers with some truth bombs sprinkled throughout.
That's right. We're going to be taking you behind the scenes of our daily routines, our social media feeds, and what you may or may not have seen on TV.
We're going to be talking relationships, family, faith, business, basically whatever we are learning about, fighting about, or laughing about lately.
We're going to be sharing our daily life, our struggles, successes, and our roses and thorns from each week.
And we don't want this podcast to just be about us, so we're also going to go behind the scenes with some of the people who inspire us the most.
We hope this podcast feels like you're joining us for a campfire.
Come hang out.
Hey, welcome back to season two of Behind the Scenes podcast. After 1 week off, we're super excited to be back.
Yes, we're really excited for this season. We got a lot of fun, exciting things in store and a lot of cool people that are going to be on the podcast talking to you guys this season. So
yeah,
we're really excited about it.
This season is going to be all about love stories, our new book, A Love Letter Life. And as Audrey just mentioned, we're going to be interviewing a ton of fun people, people that you probably know, some you don't, most you probably do.
Yeah. So in light of our new book, we wanted to make this season all about marriage, dating, relationships, love stories, and bring some people on to share their love story, but also share about certain aspects of their love story that we think would be valuable for you guys to hear from. So we kind of picked people that we thought would be wise to speak on certain topics when it comes to relationships and dating and marriage and love. And so we're really excited to have you guys hear from them.
Yeah.
They've got some amazing things to share with you guys. So this is going to be an amazing season. We're so excited.
Yeah, we're excited. And then on that note, if there's anyone you guys would like us to interview, go ahead and just tag them in one of our Instagram posts at Behind the Scenes Podcast. So if you just tag someone, we scan through those every day and we'll send them a DM and see if they want to be on the show. So.
And just going off of that too, if there is a topic that you guys really want to hear from us from or from somebody else from or on as it relates to relationships and marriage and love stories, like let us know.
Yeah.
We're going to try to cover a lot of different topics when it comes to those things. But if there's something that we haven't talked about as the season progresses that you'd really love to hear about, then let us know and we'll try to squeeze it in.
Yep. Let us know. And how you do that is just the best way. It's just at the Instagram at Behind the Scenes
Probably
Podcast.
Probably the Instagram is definitely what we're most responsive to. So
at least right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I think it'd be fun to kind of start, babe. You want to read the table of contents and then maybe
I think you should read this flat first.
Okay,
and then I'll read the table of contents. So just to give you guys, in case you, you know, don't know, you're new to this podcast, season two, this episode is the first episode you've ever listened to. We've talked about this in past episodes, but Jeremy and I we wrote our first book, A Love Letter Life.
Yep.
And it publishes April 2nd. So we're just, to the wire here.
Yeah,
we're only a couple weeks away. A
couple weeks away.
From release date. And we've been working on this for a couple years now. So it's like a long time coming. And we are so nervous, but so excited to release this book out into the world. We really believe in it. And we really believe in just the tools and resources that are in it to hopefully help people
and
inspire them in their own love stories to pursue creatively, date intentionally, and love faithfully, which is the subtitle of our book. So
I think ultimately we believe in love stories. And we believe that love stories are our greatest avenue and our greatest witness to, or our greatest avenue to witness to the world. And when we build amazing love stories, there's so much there. And so we think it's just really important. And that's kind of what the book is about, is the importance of it and how to do it. So without further ado, I'm going to read the inside flap of the cover just to kind of give you guys a quick little overview of it. So I'm just going to fire away. Ready,
babe?
Yeah,
go for it.
A love letter life, to find and still seek. Now that is love. Even before you meet your potential spouse, you can be intentional about shaping a beautiful love story, uniquely written for who you uniquely written for who God created you both to be. Whether you're single and searching in a serious dating relationship or desiring to love your spouse better, this book is for you. In A Love Letter Life, Jeremy and Audrey share their love story with all its beauty and imperfection. As beautiful as their wedding was, the Roloff's journey to I Do is significantly less known. From emotional walls to health problems, to being separated by 1,000 miles, the couple endured heart-aching challenges. Told through both Jeremy's and Audrey's voices, A Love Letter Life tells a passionate and persevering story of relatable struggles, hard-learned lessons, practical tips, and devout commitment. In these pages, they encourage you to stop settling for convenient relationships, challenge you to prepare more for your marriage than your wedding day, offer suggestions for creative ways to love, and tackle tough topics like purity and conflict. Ultimately, the Roloffs will empower and motivate you to prepare for, pursue, and protect a love that is intentional, creative, faithful, and forever. Are you living the kind of story you want to read about one day?
So that was, it's kind of funny reading that because we had to write that in the third person.
Yeah.
But I love that. And the ending quote kind of sums it up. And it's something that Jeremy and I say to a lot of people when they ask us why we wrote the book and what the book is about and who it's for. We want to inspire people to live the kind of love story that they want to have read back to them one day. And that's something that Jeremy said. You know, he says it throughout the book, and it was kind of a saying that he would say in his mind as he pursued me, was like, what kind of love story do I want? What kind of love story do I want?
Essentially, kind of whenever I was up against a wall of fear or pride or nervousness, or I just wasn't sure, I would just ask myself, well, like, Jer, what kind of love, like, I would ask myself, you know, what kind of love story do I want? And that was usually the motivation or the courage it took to get past something or push through a wall of insecurity. And then it led us to a really cool spot. And so that's kind of, that's a big, big topic in the book.
And we just, you know, Jer and I are by no means, we never claim to be marriage relationships experts.
No.
That's why we are so, we want to make sure, this is our love story with nuggets of hopefully useful things for you to take and apply to your own love story. But it's what we learn from failing. It's what we learn from succeeding. It's what we've learned from couples who are further down the road than us that have poured into us that we've been so grateful for. So it's kind of what we learned in story format. And we don't claim to be experts, like I said. And that's why this season of the podcast, you know, obviously, this book is like on our minds and heart right now more than anything. So we thought, well, like, let's just make the season of the podcast about relationships, marriage, because that makes sense. But we want to have couples on this podcast speak to certain areas that we can't necessarily speak to. And so we've kind of searched out some of those couples to speak to certain topics that maybe we don't cover in the book, or maybe we haven't hit that yet in our relationship.
Yeah.
So, super excited to talk to you guys in this episode specifically just about our book and kind of why we wrote it, who's it for, the process of writing a book, a little bit behind the scenes of that. But we just kind of wanted to preface the season with a little bit of like, what is this book about?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what's leading this season of the podcast. So,
and then going off that real quick, who is the book for? We believe it's for everyone and anyone, right? So, you know, we believe that everyone is writing a love story. You don't have to be in a relationship to be writing your love story, because who we are becoming as individuals have dramatic effects on who we will be inside of a relationship. So, I mean, you could be crafting a love story and not be in a relationship. And so, you know, if you're single and searching, this book's for you. If you're dating and in a relationship, it's definitely for you. And even if you're married, I think the book is littered with core truths and concepts that would carry into marriage in a very, very healthy way, because who you are before you're married is who you are after you're married, right? You carry the same characteristics throughout. And so, we believe it's for everyone.
Yeah.
Next, we thought it would be fun to give you guys a little behind the scenes look at writing the book, like where we did it, when we did it, what the process was like,
what was hard,
what we loved. Yeah. So just kind of
fun to let you guys in, a little window podcast, behind the scenes.
Podcast listener insight here.
Babe, what was your favorite thing about writing the book?
My favorite, I would say one of my favorite things, what a the content. I just think I love, you know, it's just, it's fun writing
your love story,
your story,
our
love story. Yeah.
Our love story. Reliving it in a sense.
I think just writing a long form piece of content mm-hmm. was really, I mean, it was a project.
Yeah.
And it was difficult, but I mean, anything worth doing is difficult.
What was the hardest part for you?
Hardest part was when you just have nothing to say or you feel like you don't. And call it writer's block, call it lack of inspiration, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. That is a true tough spot mm-hmm. because the only way to get through it is kind of just to keep trudging on. And then you like break through this wall and it's there. Mm-hmm. And then I would say the second hardest part for me was piecing it all. Because we wrote it, like we said earlier, it's kind of This Is Us-esque. In the sense that it kind of looks forward in time and back in time. And so it was tough piecing that all together.
Yeah.
Babe, I'd say... What was your favorite? And what was your rose and thorn? Of the book.
I would say my favorite part was hearing what you wrote. Like when we'd both be working on our sections and then like I would be done with the section, be excited to read it to you. And then excited to hear yours. And then just those times where they just
it was fresh.
Fit together like a puzzle piece. And they were so, you know, I didn't know what you were writing about. You didn't know what I was writing about. Yeah. And then they just fit. Like
hearing
those are some of my favorite.
Fresh content was good.
That was exciting and cool. And we would just be like, ooh, that was good. That was fun. And just writing it by our fire every night.
Yeah.
We wrote this book, guys, by the way, when Ember was between 3 to 6. We wrote it in 3 months.
She was not mobile.
Ember was 3 to 6 months old. She learned to crawl the day that we handed in our final manuscript.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord for. Yeah.
But we wrote this book in 2 spots. We wrote it usually at night at our house.
And by the fire.
By the fire. And then we wrote it at Rock Creek, McMinniman's Rock Creek Tavern here. It's like this little cabin up in the hills of Helvetia. And that was where our first date was.
And we literally wrote it like right above where our first date. Where
so we wrote the other half of the book there. Yeah, man. And it was a process. I think the setup took the most amount of time, but as far as actual writing, what was it?
It was three months. It was 2.5 months to write the book, but then we probably spent a month and a half mapping it out, planning it out.
Yeah.
Weeks here and there spread out over time. That was a little bit more of a drawn out process. And then we turned it in to our editor. She had it for a while. Then they gave it back. And then we had another 4 weeks of
4 weeks to like go through
rewriting.
Rewriting
and editing.
And then we turned it in again. And then this is when we got it back.
For like the final.
But we didn't have it at that point for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And we ended up reworking most of the ending. Yeah. Like almost the last 3 chapters we completely rewrote. And so I feel like a lot of books have that story.
Yeah.
But it's so much better for it. And I just feel like, the Lord really, it was just good. I think it was really good additions and changes and takeouts.
A lot of time. A lot of prayers, a lot of hard work went into this book. And so we're really, again, excited and nervous. So if you guys want to join us in praying for April 2nd, for the release of this book, please do, because it's been a long time coming. And we just hope that people's hearts are ready to receive the words and the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Super exciting.
So, babe, what are we doing next? who is the book for?
Well... Oh, yeah. You just said who the book was for. So why we wrote it. A lot of people ask us, why we read the book. I think a lot of that just came, Jared and I are super passionate about relationships and marriage, obviously. But also, too, I don't know. How would you answer that, babe? When someone asks you why you wrote the book?
Well, first of all, I felt like it was just kind of, the first letter I ever gave you, I was joking, but in it I said, we're going to write a love story one day.
Yeah.
And so it's always just kind of been on our heart to do. And I think we just pressed into that. But as we've kind of already said, we're just really passionate about relationships and love stories and believe in the intentionality. And so, writing a book seemed like a really fun thing to do.
And we both love writing.
We love writing.
Yeah, it's kind of a shift in career choices for us,
too. Yeah, it was a shift in career choices. But I think also we really want to influence people in a positive way and help them out. And a book is a great way to do that. to get our thoughts out there, to get
in a long form way, mm-hmm. long form content way, because it's hard to do that on social media. You know, it's just these short snippets, but we could really dive into stuff in this book that we haven't been able to through other means. So,
and we also wanted to create something that we're just really proud of that can be on the shelf. And
well, hopefully, we're still proud. Yeah,
I am, because we're reading through it right now, and every night we look at each other and we smile and we go, "Man, like Lord, thank you. Like we think this came together well. Please, it's in your hands, and we hope that that it's interpreted well and
it's
and
crazy reading it back well, in the final format now.
Yeah. So, babe, why don't you go through the table of contents?
Yeah. Okay. So, table of contents. We broke this book down when we were kind of mapping out the book and figuring out exactly how we wanted to write it. Like, was it going to be 50-50? We were going to switch off every other chapter. What was it going to look like? And we kind of came up with a unique format to the book where we broke it down into four sections because we wanted to be able to tell our story as chronologically as we could, but we also wanted to have the chapters be in a sense topical to certain aspects of relationships, dating, marriage, love. Yeah. And so it was hard to do that because sometimes the stories that we wanted to tell spanned across two different topics or like vice versa, the topic. Like, and so we basically, what we ended up doing, we say this a lot, or we've been saying this a lot in like all the media interviews and stuff we've been doing to promote our book, which is like, it's kind of This Is Us-esque where we flash forward and flash back in time a little bit within the topics of each chapter. So it kind of like goes back and forth to tell the story. And so one of the things that we did to sort of keep the overarching narrative flowing, so you know, the reader knows where you're at in the story, is we broke it down into four short essays, is what we call them in the book. But it's the beginning, the breakup, the big question, and the big day. And so within each of those sections, there's about four chapters in each section, right?
Yeah, I think about that.
About four chapters in each section. And then in the beginning, there's the mandatory reading, which is our first letter. It's chapter zero. You have to read that in order to understand the book, so don't miss it.
It frames up the entire book. Mandatory reading, our first letter. Do not skip that.
And then there's The Letter Lives On, which everyone who has read our books starts bawling in that section. So make sure you read that too, because that's probably the craziest. Mm-hmm. That's just a crazy piece to the story. But anyways, I'll read the table of contents. So starts with mandatory reading, our first letter, the beginning. Then it goes into chapter one, A Patient Pursuit. Chapter two, Not an Island. Chapter three, Every Wall Must Fall. Chapter four, A Creative... Should I like summarize each chapter a little bit? Chapter four, A Creative Type of Love. Then it goes into the breakup. Yes, we did break up. Then chapter five, The Way Forward. Chapter six, The Principle of Sharing. Chapter seven, Losing the Purity Battle. And then there's the big question, which was Jared's proposal. Then chapter eight, Preparing for the Promise. Chapter nine, Our Code of Conflict. Chapter 10, The Road to Oneness. Chapter 11, Protect Your Love. And then the big day, which is the story of our wedding day. And then the letter lives on.
Yeah.
So that is the table of contents. And you can actually get the first chapter, or you can get our first letter at the beginning and the first chapter for free and download and read it immediately.
I think you also get the second chapter.
Oh, you get the second chapter too, yeah.
So you get, yeah, wow. That's
you get all of that
crazy
immediately when you pre-order our book. So you just, if you go to aloveletter.com to pre-order our book, you can pre-order.
Aloveletterlife.com.
Sorry, aloveletterlife.com. You can pre-order our book from anywhere. Or if you go to aloveletterlife.com, you can go to, you can see our tour schedule now and you can pre-order our book from any of those cities. We'll get into that in a second. But basically, if you want to download and read the first two chapters now, before the book is even out, you can do that by putting your order number in at aloveletterlife.com.
Yeah.
And we'll email it to you.
And we've already been getting a lot of really, really encouraging, reviews or just feedback, people tagging us in their stories and stuff. And so, yeah, it's just been great. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, people that have read those first two chapters. So, anyways, super exciting. We, I was going to read some of these like key takeaways for the people that read the book.
You want to go through them or do you want me to go through them?
Yeah, I'll go through them.
Okay. Here are some just kind of key takeaways for the book. If you're kind of still like, well, you know, what's this going to do?
Is it
just a story? Is there something for me? So I'll just, we wrote out just a couple things that we believe would be some good takeaways for some folks. So
how to write the love story you want to have read back to you one day. We share stories about our own struggles and successes, encouragement for men and women who are waiting for the one, quote unquote, how to prepare more for your marriage than your wedding day, even if you're single, the importance of being friends first, mm-hmm. not settling for convenient relationships, the value of community and the role that it plays on our relationship and marriage, fighting the purity battle before and in marriage, how we did that, how we messed up with that, understanding your relational needs and differences as a couple, which I think there's a lot of good stuff in there for just in terms of preventing conflict. Mm-hmm. We talk about love languages, Enneagram numbers, things like that. Ideas to love your boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, or spouse in more intentional and creative ways. Tips for for a long distance relationship, how to stay connected when you're apart. Jeremy and I's entire dating relationship was long distance.
The entire dating relationship.
Which is part of why we called this book A Love Letter Life, because mm-hmm. we wrote letters. Discussions you can have before you get married. So some good guiding points for things to talk about before you say I do. What we've learned from older and wiser couples. We tell stories about some other people that we've learned from them. How to handle conflict, disagreements, and hurt in your relationship. Practical boundaries you can set to prevent conflict and protect your marriage. Pursuing your love long after I do and living out your promise every day. And simple practical ways to be intentional in your marriage.
Yeah.
So that's just like me brain dumping right before this podcast of like, here's some quick key takeaways that people can get from the book.
I would say all of those are pretty... from folks that have heard this book, we've heard responses from at least all of those that you wrote down. So yeah, that's good, babe. So something that we are asking all of the people we're interviewing for this season is, you know, in your opinion, in your words, what is a love letter life? And I was thinking it'd be cool mm-hmm. if we maybe kind of dissect that a little bit, babe. Yeah. So I'll kind of start and... I think a love letter life, there's a couple reasons we titled the book this way. Mm. And I just think in our love stories, genuine love stories, they take time and they take patience and intentionality. They can't be rushed, you know, and they're not cheap, right? And we live in kind of a society and a world that's just getting quicker, faster, cheaper. If it's broke, get a new one, don't fix it. And mm-hmm. there's just a lot of, you know, with text messaging and social media and all of these facades that are out there, we really wanted to like bring it back home because mm-hmm. what makes love stories really work is time mm-hmm. and it's patience and it's getting turned down and getting back up on your feet and asking again. It's mm-hmm. all of these lost arts that we feel are just kind of disintegrating from the fabric of society, being pushed out by culture. Mm-hmm. And then let's tie it back into the letters, right? What is a love letter? It's inconvenient. Mm-hmm. It takes time.
Patience.
It's slow.
Effort. Intention.
If you make a mistake, there's no backspace, right? You just got to move on. You learn from it and move on. There's just so much, and they're meaningful. Like if you've ever received a love letter, which statistics show 90%+ of everyone listening to this hasn't.
Yeah. Ever received one, which is
crazy. Ever received one or written one. But if you have, it is seriously one of the most special things to receive. It's the only mm-hmm. type of mail. I always joke, like, I wish I could just take my mailbox and put it in the neighbor's yard because I hate mail. But if it's a love letter, it's just special. And it's like, it took a lot of time and effort and intentionality, which is why we committed to doing it on the typewriter, because it took you. I believe love shows up through its efforts, right? Mm-hmm. So love stories are effortful. And so this is just, I'm tying it all back into a love letter life. Like that's the type of love story we want. We want a love story that isn't necessarily perfect, but it's purposed, right?
Yes.
We want a love story that that has its highs, but also works through its lows, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want our love story to be defined by our circumstances, but we rather want to define our circumstances by the posture of our attitude. Mm. We want all of that. And we believe that love stories also, sorry, I'm on a rant, but
I love it. It's good, babe.
We believe that love stories also have a powerful power. The story of Jesus is a love story, right? Mm-hmm. And so how we live our love stories and how we grow into our love stories ultimately will be and can be a reflection of the gospel, the greatest love story ever given and told to mankind. And mm-hmm. so love stories are important and we want to press in and be intentional and build one that's just awesome, worthy to write about and worthy to live out, and one that's purposed for something and someone outside of it, right? Because if the purpose of your love story is your love story, that's a dead end. If the purpose of marriage is marriage, it's a dead end. There's got to be something outside of it that you're living for, pressing into. And so that's what we believe we're doing. And that's what we want everyone to do. And we believe culture and society will be a better place because of it.
Ooh, wow.
Rant over.
No, that was amazing, babe. That's really, like, there's so many good things. I'm like, wait. no, that's really good. I, like, don't have anything to add, obviously. I think you pretty much summed it up.
Sometimes we don't prepare some questions. We just write in the notes, like, okay, what is a love letter life? Talk about it. And Audrey's always gets panicked because I don't write notes.
I'm like, what's he going to say? Then you always crush it.
Yeah. No, so that is a love letter life. And that's what we believe it is. And that's what we hope and pray the Lord will do through this book.
And through you guys. If you're listening, we want you to, like, the whole point of this is, you know, we have this story and we're telling it, and we may have this quote unquote platform, or we may have written a book or whatever, but
we,
like,
have the circumstance.
The whole point is, like, you are living your own God inspired love story, and we want you to press into that story and love what you hear back at the end of your life, you know, till death do you part. We want you to be writing, you know, a love letter life, and believe that there's more to your story going on than what you realize, that there's more that God wants to use your marriage for, your love story for. And so just, you know, believe that and press into that, your own unique love story. It's not our love story. It's not your neighbor's love story. Yeah. It's not your sister's love story. It's not your best friend's love story. So stop comparing your love story to the people around you and just press into your own love letter life, because that's what's going to make your love story
powerful.
One that you won't regret, one that you'll love at the end of your life, you know? So,
well, you did add to it, babe. That was great.
I added a little bit. That was my little nugget, my little 2 cents.
All right. So that is the book and what it's all about. I think next we're going to kind of just debrief you guys on all the things that's going on right now, because there's a lot going on.
This is kind of a State of the Union podcast.
Yeah. So here's babe, State of the Union. Here are all the things, what you need to know. We're going to kind of dive into it. I'm going to frame it up and Audrey will probably talk about each things, but...
Yeah. And just so you guys know, the rest of the season is not going to be podcasts like this. Like,
yeah.
This is kind of a weird podcast in the sense that we're just trying to set you
intro
up
intro to the season.
Yeah.
For sure.
But so, go ahead, babe.
Everything we just talked about, though, is basically what we're going to be exploring with our guests. And each guest has their own unique take, perspective, story, and input. And so it's going to be really good. So... here is an update on everything that is going on, aka all the links. Okay. So we are building a launch team to help promote this book, get it out there in the world. And really, it's just a bunch of people that have been, maybe you've been following us for a while. Maybe you like what we do, what we stand for. You're interested in the book, or you just want to do something fun and you have a couple minutes a day to, like, to be involved in kind of this behind the scenes Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what the launch team is. And you're kind of like our champions, our cheerleaders. And there's some cool things. Like, there's an opportunity to the winning team. There'll be some prizes. And so the leaders have been chosen for that, but you can still get on a launch team. And how you do that is you just go to teamrolloff.com. And then there will be all of the teams, and you can just pick a team to join.
Yeah, and so when you click on...
it doesn't really matter. Unless you know someone that's a leader, it doesn't really matter which team you join. Just pick a team, get on. Your leader will connect with you, tell you what's going on, and then, that's the process, right, babe?
Yeah, and so you'll get an early digital sampler of the book when you do that. And then, like Jer said, kind of a behind the scenes look at what it takes to market a book and be a part of this community.
It's just fun.
Then we have a really fun prize for the winning launch team. So if you go to teamrolloff.com, you'll see all the teams listed there. I think there's like 40, right?
Yeah.
30 or 40. So if you're on the winning team, you will win a pretty fun prize.
Yeah.
That is exclusive.
Yeah.
So you can check that out if you want to be a part of it. Also, we are, if you haven't pre-ordered the book yet, you can pre-order the book at aloveletterlife.com. it pops up with whatever retailer you want to buy it from. So if you want to buy it from Amazon, from Target, from Walmart, from Barnes & Noble, from Christian Books, wherever, you can do that. And then come back to alovelowerlife.com after you pre-order the book and put your order number in where it says claim freebies at the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
That way we can email you your freebies that you get when you pre-order the book, because you'll get 50% off our marriage journal, which is crazy. You'll get Jeremy's exclusive A Love Letter Life presets, which, by the way, it's been really cool seeing you guys use those presets. People have been tagging us in photos. Those Love Letter Life presets will no longer be available for anybody to get after April 2nd. So if you want those for free when you pre-order our book, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also like a date night list of ideas, a Spotify playlist with 200 love songs. What else, babe? And then you can download the first two chapters immediately. So,
but here's a little side note, just skipping ahead for a second. If you have not pre-ordered and you still want to pre-order and you want to pre-order and get all those freebies plus a signed copy.
Yes.
We're doing a live signing. And the reason we're doing this is because we are doing a book tour. And again, you can go to alovelowerlife.com
and see the details,
and the tour and the cities and the dates and join the events. And
but if we're not coming to your city.
If we're not coming to your city, we're doing something called a online signing, a live signing. And we're basically going to, what is it, Facebook Live?
No, it's like through
it's through
Premiere Live Signing or whatever. But we basically, it's a way for you to get a signed copy of our book from your couch. Yeah. And
it's basically going to be a giant Q&A. You can put in your phone number. It's kind of like a radio show live signing thing where we're signing books, your guys' books, if you buy them through this site here. And
you can click the link to buy them. Just if you go to alovelowerlife.com, it'll say, I think it says,
let me just look really quick.
Yeah, if you click tour at alovelowerlife.com, at the very top, the first tour date is 3/25. So it's March 25th, your comfy couch. And then you just click the link right below, live signing, and you can sign up.
You can,
so you'll actually pre-order your book through that link, and then that will get you access to the live signing that you can watch. So you'll get a link, I'm assuming, on that day to watch live signing. Yep. And there's like going to be basically a Q&A. We might call you if you win.
If you put in your number, we might call you. But if you buy your book through that link, it's going to be a signed copy. Yep. And again, that is at alovelowerlife.com.
Might have some Ember Slobber on it. Yeah. Maybe a
that is
paw.
alovelowerlife.com. You click tour or tour dates, and then that'll jump you down. And the first thing on the list is your comfy couch. Click that link. You can buy a signed.
And we'll put all this in the show notes too.
Yeah,
so you
all this will be in the show notes.
But yeah,
that's pretty much what's going on. I think that's it. We kind of jumped around there. I hope that was clear. But yeah.
Yeah. And then if you haven't seen the book tour schedule yet, we're going to, how many cities is it? Eight?
I think nine.
Something. Yeah. So it's New York, LA, Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, Nashville, Seattle, and Portland. So if you live near those cities, please come see us. We would love to meet you and give you a hug and sign your book. If you don't live near those cities, then you can get a signed copy still through this premiere thing. And we're sorry if we're not coming to a city near you. You know, this was actually really hard for us to plan this tour because we're leaving Ember. And
I know.
It's kind of wrecking me
for a few days
as we get closer
at a time.
And closer to
it.
So don't give us a bad time if we're not coming to your city. It's because we're going to miss our daughter like crazy. And we want to be intentional parents, just like we want to be intentional in our marriage and intentional in this book. So,
but also, if we're not coming to your city, that's why we're doing the live signing. So you can still get you won't be able to meet us necessarily, but you can still get a signed copy. And that is through that link that we mentioned that'll be in the show notes or the iTunes description. So
cool.
Babe, that's a good.
Yeah.
I think we covered it all.
I think so.
Yeah. So this is
sorry for the dump truck of information. Yeah. We just wanted to get this out there for you guys. We know a lot of you guys have been having questions about this stuff. So join a launch team if you're not on one and already. Anyone can join a launch team. Pre-order the book if you haven't already. Like, what are you doing? What are you waiting for? Go pre-order the book.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, pre-order the book.
You're going to want to have this book and read this book because we're going to be talking about things in it with a bunch of other couples throughout the season on this podcast.
Yeah, it's going
to
be awesome.
And then, sign up for the live signing if you want to. And make sure you're following us on Behind the Scenes Podcast on Instagram so that we can connect with you guys there. If you have questions, ideas for people to bring on the show, or topics you want us to talk about, let us know over there.
Yep.
And
if you guys are excited about this season, jump on iTunes, click the stars to leave a review. It just kind of, we've missed a week, so we're behind on all the algorithm stuff. And so it'll just help our show just kind of get seen and noticed and recognized.
And if you have left a review, thank you so much, because it is really helped us get some amazing guests on the show for this next season.
Yeah.
And also, we didn't say this at the beginning of the podcast when we should have, but you guys, we hit 1 million downloads.
Yeah, we hit 1 million downloads.
Which is crazy. In one season of a podcast.
Thanks to you guys.
16 episodes or 17 episodes?
How many were in 17 season episodes, one? I think.
17.
Yeah.
Million downloads. So 17. That's insane. And we are so grateful for you guys, and both your listening and your reviews have helped this next season. We're so excited. We've already recorded a bunch of the episodes for this next season, and it's going to be good. So
we're coming
out. Subscribe so you know when they hit and you can listen to them.
Oh, and I should say, guys, in this next season, we're going to be doing more than one episode a week, too.
We're going to be
doing our usual Tuesday podcast, but then I think on Thursday we're going to be doing kind of like
shorter
sessions.
We might
be reading from the book. We might be doing some other stuff. So, anyways,
in case you guys aren't readers, we recorded the audio. Like Jeremy and I read the entire book on Audible or whatever, on for the audio for the book. So if you guys aren't big readers, you can pre-order the audio book as well. Which if a lot of you, I know a lot of podcast listeners are Audible or audiobook listeners. So you guys can do that if you want to. You'll still get the pre-order freemiums and all that stuff as well if you do that. So just wanted to make sure you guys knew it's our voices reading the whole story, not some other random people. So
Again, so there's two options there. And if you're listening to this, we just encourage you pre-order the book, whether it's on Audible or hard copy. Thank you guys so much. We're excited for this next season. All right, Roses and Thorns. Yes, we're still doing this.
Babe. Hey, do you not like Roses and Thorns?
No, I like it. Why do you say it like that? It's good. Babe, what is your...
Jared doesn't want to ever talk about his life or share anything.
What is your thorn?
Even though we wrote a book.
What is your thorn for the week? Last 2 weeks.
My thorn has been just... all honestly just feeling a little overwhelmed, and some of the obstacles we've run into with all the marketing stuff for the book, just a lot of work, a lot of planning for the tour, a lot of just feeling a little bit overwhelmed, as you know.
Yeah, because this book is it's our big project right now, but it's
and
not
I'm feeling
our...
a little nervous about just leaving Ember and being gone for the month of April and just how all that's gonna work out. So Thorn has just been, you know, some of those obstacles and trying to prepare well and finish this marketing stuff strong. Wow, I feel like I just said the weirdest stuff, but whatever. Babe, what was your thorn?
Yeah, no, it's, I would say probably the same. It's just been a lot. I mean, it's funny because it's like, it's the best thing, but it's also kind of been one of the hardest things recently. Because like our rose is probably the same thing.
Yeah,
right? Like all the marketing's been fun, just gearing up, planning
it's
this
so
podcast
true.
Schedule
so
out. Like that's
you say
just,
it better than me.
That's yeah, that's been that's really, really good. But on the opposite side of the same coin, it's been a lot, and there has been some fall throughs. And again, this book's our big, this what we're pouring everything into right now, but there's a lot of other behind the scenes stuff that we're working on and doing and projects, and we still got the marriage journal going, always crazy. More and oils and
baby,
and then our social life,
Ember girl.
And then our physical health. So there's still just a lot going on, and we feel like we need to. Yeah, babe, you're raising your hand.
One of my other roses is Ember said, "I love you" for the first time.
That's a good rose.
Since the end of last season, she says, "I you," and it's so cute.
Yeah,
that's a rose.
So I would say for both of us, probably like our roses and thorns are the same coin. But yeah, two different sides of it, the book. Yeah, it's been good. It's been really good. It's just a lot to do. And then Ember, of course, happy and healthy. We had her year and a half appointment. She's
97th percentile for height. She says, "I love you." She says so many words.
Who saw the video I posted on my Instagram of her
stacking the Fisher Price?
The rings, man. Rings. That was wild.
And her ABC, or I don't know if I posted that, the ABCD video. Yeah, I don't think I did. But she says alphabet. She's so cute. She discovered the slide too, and she loves the slide.
Yeah,
she says, she does. She gets to the top of the slide at the playground. Ready?
Go,
she
goes, go, go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go, go. And she scoots her butt
forward. Scoots her butt. Go, go, go. And then she goes down all by herself. And then she goes and climbs all the way up and goes down again. We don't touch her.
Anyways, okay, we're rambling on our rows. All right, guys.
Yep. All right, guys. We appreciate you. Thank you for tuning back in. We're excited for this season. And we think it'll be good. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.